Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Alabama Supreme Court did reject the U.S. Supreme Court 5-4 opinion regarding marriage. There's been some confusion out there with what the media has reported, but in fact, what the Alabama Supreme Court did was clearly reject the legitimacy of the 5-4 opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, I know you've posted things. We've presented information in press releases regarding this case, and it's very clear that the Alabama Supreme Court did not accept the legitimacy of the U.S. Supreme Court's 5-4 marriage opinion.
No, it rejected it, and despite what the media completely turned it around, and it was just a misunderstanding because of some misinformation that was put out by some attorneys. But the Alabama Supreme Court maintained the laws on the books in Alabama that determined that marriage is between a man and a woman, and the decision said unequivocally that the state of Alabama and the Alabama Constitution does not accept or respect the opinion of the high court here, because the United States Supreme Court, because it is not rooted in law, it is not rooted in the Constitution. They basically said, we can interpret the Constitution just like anybody else does, and this is an illegitimate decision. So Alabama has set the precedent here now, I believe, for other states to follow when you have a rogue, tyrannical high court, five attorneys in Washington, D.C., deciding that they're going to engage in social engineering and try to affect change through judicial activism. It is up to the states and other courts to stand firm, as they did in the Dred Scott decision, and say, no, this is not rooted in the law, it's not rooted in the Constitution, and it certainly is not rooted in natural law and the natural created order.
Well, in fact, the Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected the U.S. Supreme Court opinion back in the 1800s on Dred Scott. The Dred Scott opinion from the racist Justice Taney said that Dred Scott, because he was black, did not have full citizenship rights and therefore had no right to be able to file suit as a non-citizen, if you will, in the court system. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to abide by that decision. And today they continue to look to that as the fact that they were on the right side of the law and the right side of history. And they were. Now, the case in Alabama, what happened was in 2015, the Alabama Supreme Court issued a 135-page opinion that said two things primarily. It was very detailed, but the two primary opinions were, one, in Alabama, marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and two, the magistrates or the probate judges in that state cannot issue same-sex marriage licenses. That was pretty clear. They had to cease issuing same-sex marriage licenses. Then on June 26th, the U.S. Supreme Court 5-4 opinion came down. So the question is, what was going to happen to that Alabama Supreme Court decision? Was it going to be reversed, overruled, modified? Instead of reversing themselves, modifying the decision, or setting it aside as null and void, in 2016, they entered their judgment, meaning they put their final seal of approval on that, and the judgment means that that opinion, that order, goes into effect. And that's exactly what Chief Justice Roy Moore said when he began his what's called concurring opinion. He wrote a separate opinion concurring in the judgment, specifically saying that the reason he is agreeing with the ruling is because the previous orders of 2015 continue to remain valid. And then he went on to completely dismantle the 5-4 opinion from these five lawyers on the U.S. Supreme Court.
And Chief Justice Roy Moore issued a statement after the media began misreporting the actions of the court here. He had to issue a clarifying statement. He said the court dismissed in its order pending motions and petitions in the API case today, but then that's the marriage case on the Alabama Marriage Protection Act case today because, but did not dismiss lawsuits or dismiss the case. In fact, the court also issued the certificate of judgment, which explicitly recognized the three orders in the case last year. As I stated in my written concurrence, the court did not disturb the existing orders in this case or the holding in API that Alabama's Sanctity of Marriage Amendment and the Alabama Marriage Protection Act were constitutional. So they just reaffirmed what they had previously held, that the Marriage Protection Act is constitutional, that the Alabama Sanctity of Marriage Amendment remains in place, that the Alabama Constitution only recognizes marriage between a man and a woman. And then he, as you mentioned, dismantled the Supreme Court's opinion, displaying clearly and logically and legally and constitutionally why it is unconstitutional through and through.
Yeah, he did. It's a great opinion. I encourage you to go to the Liberty Counsel website, lc.org, and look at that press release that we did, that the Alabama Supreme Court did reject the Supreme Court marriage opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court. And there you can download the actual order. You can read it. I encourage you especially to read Chief Justice Roy Moore, because it goes through a detailed point-by-point logical, legal, historical analysis, just tearing apart this 5-4 opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court. And in that particular decision, he goes through not only the history of the Constitution, but the court's precedents. And then he also, at the very end, speaks of the fact that when he was in the military, when he was in the armed services, he had to swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. That's what he was sworn to do. When he was an elected judge in Alabama, he had to swear an oath to do the same thing. Now he's an elected Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He had to swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. He takes that oath seriously, he said, and he cannot just put that aside and blindly follow five people who invent something that has nothing to do with the U.S. Constitution. He goes on to say that he cannot obey, he cannot give legitimacy to the opinion of these five lawyers because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. He would be disregarding his oath of office that he's taken since early days when he was part of the armed services and gave an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, not to defend five individuals who invent something that has nothing to do with the Constitution.
Yeah, Matt, 31, I believe it was states across the union have recognized marriage, have just reaffirmed marriage as it's always been between a man and a woman. I hope that these other states will sit up and take notice here and follow suit. You know, and when Wisconsin and the high court there dismissed and ignored and rebuked the U.S. Supreme Court for its Dred Scott decision, did the U.S. Supreme Court send out its army of law clerks to go take custody of these justices and throw them in prison? No, they didn't. What happened? Nothing. And that illegitimate ruling was eventually done away with, effectively. And as we know, historically, this has happened on more than one occasion. The United States Supreme Court does not issue decisions and enforce those decisions under power, you know, the power of the police state. They issue opinions. Well, Chief Justice Roy Moore upheld and did his constitutional duty here. I hope that other justices across the country and other judges and high court judges will likewise respect the United States Constitution and uphold their oath to defend it.
Well, I think that's what we are entering into, is not a trial of marriage any more than there's a trial of gravity. Gravity's not up for a public referendum or the vote of five people. It is what it is. And marriage is the union of a man and woman. It's part of our natural created order. You can't get away from objective reality as much as people want to redefine reality. What's on trial is not marriage. It's not God's design. It's not human nature. What's on trial is the judiciary. And are we going to, as a people, we the people, allow five people to literally make it up as they go and to be ruled by five people instead of we the people that have this inherent authority given to us by God, and we loan limited authority to a government with prescribed duties and responsibilities? That's the real question as we move forward in the future. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We have lots of information with regards to educating you regarding sanctity of human life, religious freedom, and the family. You can order our Patriots Handbook series. There's now 7 in that series. They are pocket-sized, powerfully but short-written documents on a wide variety of issues, including religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, Israel, Sharia law, and much more. You can order that by going to lc.org, or you can call us at 407-875-1776. Keep us involved with what's going on in your community. If you see something, whether in your social media, in your local media, give us information, because we may not be aware of it. And if we're not aware of the issues that are threatening your family, faith, and freedom, we can't get involved. So keep us informed. Be the eyes and ears on the ground. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your regular financial support. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.